And I thought this was funny. I see a lot of people talking about the whole like, you know, snap face and, you know, chat fat or whatever the hell he used to call it.
Snap face was always a good one.
He was like, you knew he was just on everything and knew about everything. And if he wasn't, somebody else was telling him. He knew all these things existed. If he didn't know these things existed, why was he giving them snap face breaks during meetings? Hey, check your snap face. Right? That was implemented. Like, so guys would have time.
According to fans, it was not. Bill was just way behind the times. Okay. And according to the Twitch chat, it was Bill never adapted to any of that.
Well, so when the players were like, why are you giving this to us?
Yeah.
He was like, I don't have to tell you why.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Someone told me that you people can't freaking pay attention for 20 minutes. Like yesterday, Christian Gonzalez had a retweet within 14 minutes of practice.
Less than that.
Yeah. It was like fixing
you were upset
spelling
about
of his
that.
Last name.
You were upset about that.
Well, because, again, it just goes to the overall kind of feeling down there of, well, whatever way we did it, we're just going to do it the other way.
Okay, so maybe with Bill, you're right. Like, the guys were scared to even mess with it because they would have been called out.
Like, after practice, totally fine. I would understand it. 13 minutes before, like, period one.
What does
one,
that tell you?
Period one is on the clock.
What does that tell you?
And it's counting down.
What does that tell you?
Is that we're not focused on football. Football's not number one down there anymore.
It's
now the comfort of the football players and the comfort of everyone feels like it's number one down there, not the we're going to put in the work and focus on the ish we're supposed to.
See, this to me is not Antonio Brown. You know, live tweeting, live streaming during, you know, a post-game talk from Mike Tomlin.
Juju, I think, did some of that, too.
Yeah. And I would say check Kansas City, check Jacksonville, check Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Three playoff teams.
Good teams. Buffalo, Miami. I think
right.
I would say you could probably you'll have this happening on every single team. Naturally, guys, let's say you're a guy that gets dressed early and you're just hanging out. You're just waiting. You don't want to get out there 15 minutes early.
Like Judon.
You don't need to. You know, Judon's different, though. But like Gonzalez, who's a young guy, you know, grew up in the heart of this whole system, is massively affected by it. So he's on his phone, sitting at his locker, literally updating everything, going back and forth from TikTok to X to everything. And he says, oh, spelled my name wrong. Okay, puts his phone down and runs out. Do you think he's not involved and not mentally ready for practice? Do you think that's a real issue for him?
Let's put it this way. With young players, it is concerning. And with the overall tenor of what we felt down there over 2 weeks, it is the... You and I were even sitting there yesterday talking about how much freedom they've been given. And it's gone from 0 to 60 in that department. So I do wonder about, all right, we're going to trust young people to compartmentalize. What are they bad at?
Compartmentalizing.
Thank you very much.
No, I'm not.
So, and I'm not saying that it's, you know, the end all be all or anything like that. But, you know, when they talked about, hey, your meeting times were tied up against when you got to get out on the field because you're going to carry all that stuff. Well, now we got enough time to be able to ping-ding-a-ling around to correct spelling mistakes on social media because that really matters
before
we go out to get in a good day of work.
Like, I remember being on my computer a lot when I was playing, checking emails, whatever, just being bored. Like, it's just like all the work is done and you're just hanging out.
Well, you had three kids at the time,
what?
Too.
But then you could say no dominoes, no backgammon, none of that stuff.
No, that is controlled and in the locker room, and it's also with other players. Christian Gonzalez, 13 minutes before practice, was worried that Kay Adams didn't spell his name right. There's nothing that is camaraderie about that. There's nothing that is team building about that. That's just, oh, I noticed this. Nice mistake there, lady, after I sat there and talked to you. That's all. Again, you know what? I want, now I'm going to, because I see like Dubs in the Twitch, you know, oh no, 14 minutes before practice. Let it all, I want it all now. Now I want, take the reins off. Let's see what happens.
Well,
let's see what happens with taking the reins off. And let's see how that goes, where you say to a bunch of those people, hey, We'll be a little rudderless. Like, eh, we kind of have some structure, but not. I want the Dubs of the world to see what it's like when you go from immense structure to little, because it feels like it's the way you should go. There should have been a little happy medium here. I think that's what we're all going to land on. But no, I want those who think this way is good. Run with it, brother. Run with it for the next 2 years and let's see what happens. Maybe I'll be proven wrong, or the Youngs will just go, I ain't got the wrong young guy in there. We're going to need somebody younger in there with less experience. I'm sure that'll be the way Jonathan Kraft in a couple of years will look to go.
Maybe I'm too naive with this. And I'm assuming, and I think this is one of Mayo's problems, is I'm just assuming that now that they're professionals, they will act like professionals.
You have to teach people to be pros. You talked about your very first year in the NFL.
And I remember.
And how you had no one around.
No, I remember walking to a meeting, a Saturday night meeting without my playbook. Getting the elevator. Warren Moon walks in the elevator. He's like, where's your playbook? I was like, I don't know. It's up in my room. I don't need it. He's like, really? He's like, you should always carry your playbook. He's like, you should always be ready to open your playbook. Even though they say you don't need it, you should bring your playbook. And from that moment on, I always had my stupid playbook, and I don't think I ever opened it maybe once or twice. And everybody used to tease me, why are you bringing your playbook to dinner? Why are you doing this? One example, because a veteran, a very successful veteran leader, told me that was the right thing to do. Now, I don't know how much of an effect Christian Gonzalez tweeting out a correction to Kay Adams is going to affect his play.
He's pretty good. I do think he'll be okay. But for players that aren't as talented as him, who aren't as gifted as him, is that kind of the worry before?
Just
how do you manage it?
I'm serious. This is a real time issue, and you are not unringing the bell when it comes to players, social media. Like, you're not doing it. So my question to Andy Gresh,
Coach Gresh,
how are you regulating it?
I tighten up the schedule before practice so there isn't time to check it before we go on the field.
They're still going to do it.
As soon as we're done, and they might.
They'll still do it.
And they might. But if they know that the schedule is tight and they know that we're here to work and this is a part of working time, then you can check it at 1:10 as much as you could check it at 10 before 11. So that's what I would do. I would just make sure that schedule is tight enough to where, all right, I'm getting a spat. I'm tying my shoes, whatever it is. Oh, let me check my phone real quick. Well, maybe I'm going to skip that because I got to get my ass out there.
See,
that's all. Just tighten up that part of the schedule a little bit.
That's not going to work. They find a way. Okay, they always find a way.
Aren't
they come
guys
in
on
early.
Their phones during halftime of games?
Yes, absolutely.
Every sport and every team.
And for years, it still goes on. It's been going on for years, okay? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it personally because I don't want to be affected by it in a good way or a bad way. And I don't want – what if one of my friends texts me? What if somebody gets hurt? I don't want to see it.
But other people do it, so let's just do it.
I'm saying how you regulate it.
That is such a young argument. It's just insane to me.
Here's how you regulate it. And it's all internal, and it has little to do with the head coach because you can do the old school way is you can literally bring up the screenshot from it at the beginning of a team meeting. And then you publicly shame Christian Gonzalez. Is this what you're really worried about 10 minutes before practice? Is this really where your mind is? Was it that important for you to correct Kay Adams right before practice? It makes you look disinterested. It looks like I have no control, and it looks like you don't care about winning. I know you care about winning, Christian Gonzalez. That's why we drafted you. But this is the way it looks. So I'm telling you, it's not worth it. That is ultimately the only way you can regulate it. Then you have to have a bunch of older guys going up to the younger guys, and they slap them in the back of the head. What are you thinking, you dope? Like, that is the only way to regulate it.
Not going to happen.
And then you really don't have to do it anymore because it's kind of just understood. So Bill probably understood. Bill's going to give me the ish for this. He's going to give me some crap for this, right? He's literally going to publicly shame me or call me into his office because this is the last thing I should be preoccupied by. So I agree with you to an extent.
If he just does it after practice, no big deal. When you do it before, it just makes me question considering we have, and Tom Curran talked about it yesterday, tempo, ain't seen it during practice. We were even chuckling whenever Kay Adams was like, "What tough camp, Gerard."
Yeah, you run a tough camp.
You freaking laughed out. You LOL'd on that one, for God's sake.
What makes maybe there is this perception that he's running a soft camp because the narrative is changing quickly.
Yeah.
And he
bristled at players' coach pretty hard.
Doesn't like the player coach thing. Does not like it. I think he thinks it's an insult. Like, he's just,
Well, that's how you come across. So, I mean, he's crafted his own image in this way.